In Tango's penthouse, Lee smashed the clip file against the side of Ella's head with all of her might.
Vet this, you fact-checking creep!
The binder clip raked along Ella's face and left a nasty cut there. Ella didn't react. Instead, she straightened her head and looked at Lee, fury in her eyes, but a cruel little smile on her lips.
You have a good day too, Sister Grace. Peace be with you.
She hung up the phone and pointed the gun toward Lee's hip.
No, wait!
After the fight with Gamble, X slowly and painfully made his way back to his waterfront lair. He stood in the doorway. He'd been blown up and beaten to hell. His uniform was in tatters.
Need rest. Body has to heal.
He glanced around the empty lair. No sign of Lee.
The journalist is out.
X slowly stripped out of his costume and showered. The cold water was like pellets of ice on his body. Washed off blood pooled at his feet near the drain. He'd taken a savage beating.
She's a big girl. Can take care of herself. But now, rest.
The night watcher snapped awake on his crude cot, his gag still in place.
After endless weeks of captivity, I'm given a roommate.
He rolled over and watched Ella and another goon for hire carry in a female body, headed toward a cot across the room.
Or maybe they've decided to store a corpse in here with me.
Ella and the goon carried an unconscious Lee Ferguson. Her leg had been bandaged. She had a leather blindfold affixed to her head with a lock and gag over her mouth. The night watcher looked at her closely in the dark.
Nope, she's breathing. Barely.
A horrified expression formed on the night watcher's face.
Jeez, Tango. You're really into the whole bondage thing, aren't you?
2 days later, Lee woke up in the cold room. She was still bound to the bed, eyes covered. She struggled against the chains.
Where am I?
She tried to sit up and found she couldn't.
Look, I can hear you breathing, Ashat. Who are you?
I'm so sorry.
I wish I could tell you, honey.
The night watcher, in his gag, struggled to look at her.
I recognize you, though. You were one of my colleagues at the paper, weren't you?
Ella entered the room, syringe in hand, calm on her face. If she felt bad about shooting Lee, she didn't show it. Lee turned towards the sound of her voice.
Time for your medicine, Ms. Ferguson.
Lady, I'm going to sue you so damn hard, your grandkids are going to have their paychecks garnished! Let me out of here!
Shh, now.
Ella gave Lee an injection. Lee quickly slipped into delirium. X sat on a fire escape in a small alley. Ruidoso stood below him.
4 days. Still no sign of the journalist. I need more eyes on the street.
Lee? No. I haven't heard from her in, I don't know, a week? Something wrong?
Probably not. But if you can do me a favor...
Wait. You want me to do you a favor? Dude, I should be arresting you right now.
Forget it.
X turned and began to climb back toward the roof.
Look, I've held my tongue, but I can't pretend like I'm on board with what you're doing and all. You saved my life and all, but...
X glanced back at the cop, but kept climbing.
Gratitude has a shelf life, huh, Ruidoso? Forget I was ever here. Maybe that'll help your conscience.
5 days after her disappearance, Lee, still blindfolded, sat cuffed to a table in an interrogation-style room. Sitting across the table from her was Carmine Tango, and hovering in the background was Ella, a small leather pouch in her hands.
Ella here tells me you want to know about X.
Well, I don't like to do interviews while shot and held prisoner. Let me go.
Tango sat impassive.
Didn't anyone tell you that a good reporter listens? X is not a hero. He used to work for me. He specialized in murder for hire. He would kill anyone just so long as you paid him quick and paid in cash. This whole vigilante thing is a ruse. He believes I owe him money and he's trying to collect. He's a greedy pervert in a fetish mask. Nothing more.
6 days after her disappearance, Lee again sat across from Tango with Ella nearby. Lee wore the same ratty clothes from 5 days ago, while Tango and Ella wore fresh new outfits.
You told me the same crap yesterday. I didn't believe it then. Not buying it now. Let me go.
You're not listening to me.
Tango calmly wiped away the spittle as Ella stepped forward with a syringe.
I thought journalism school would have taught you better manners.
Never went to J school. I was an unpaid intern. Still a little bitter about that.
Ella, would you give Miss Ferguson something to calm her nerves?
Lee turned her head toward Ella just as she plunged the syringe into her neck.
Don't come near me.
Lee's eyes fluttered and grew heavy. Her head drooped.
You bitch.
7 days after her disappearance, Lee was back at the interview table. Tango had his hand on her shoulder and whispered in her ear. Lee looked very tired, her eyes red.
X is not a hero. He used to work for me. He killed anyone just as long as you paid him quick and paid in cash.
Lee roused from her slumber, but her eyes were wild and unfocused.
Go fuck yourself!
Ella injected Lee again. 8 days after her disappearance, X slammed the face of a thug into a brick wall.
No matter how many bones I snap, faces I break, nothing.
9 days after her disappearance, in the small room, Tango, dressed in yet another fresh suit, repeated his story to Lee. Lee sat slumped in the chair. Ella injected her again.
Killed anyone just as long as you paid him quick and paid in cash.
10 days after her disappearance, X held a thug by his shirt collar, a knife in his hand, ready to make his signature slash on his face. The man already had a black eye and bled from his nose and mouth, but he remained silent and looked pretty pleased with himself for doing so.
No one is talking. No one knows where she is.
11 days after her disappearance, Lee was injected yet again as Tango, in yet another fresh suit, stood over her. Lee's eyes were unfocused, and a string of drool slipped from her mouth. Her arms were bruised from the numerous injections.
You know this. He hurt you. He hurt you to keep you close and threatened to kill you if you tried to run.
12 days after her disappearance, Ruidoso entered his front door and was shocked to see X sitting in his living room.
I hear you're looking for Ferguson. Didn't ask you for a favor.
It's not for you. She's a missing person, and I'm a cop.
Ruidoso took off his coat and hung it next to the door. X remained perfectly still on the couch. Blood dripped from one of his gloved hands onto Ruidoso's carpet.
I've been trying to track her through Tango's property holdings, but that's not...
X stood and pointed a dripping finger in Ruidoso's face.
Give me Tango's current location, then. I know your special investigations unit has him under surveillance.
Ruidoso, to his credit, got back in X's face.
I give you an address. I'm an accomplice to murder.
She's dead if you don't.
No, X. No.
X turned and walked to the door. Ruidoso reached out, imploring him to listen.
Give the system a chance to work. We'll nail Tango, I swear.
Save it.
13 days after Lee's disappearance, in their cell of a room, the night watcher sat on his cot and stared, wide-eyed, like he was going crazy.
I thought I'd be grateful for the company.
Across the room, Lee writhed on her cot, dreaming while tossing and turning.
Paid killer. Not a hero. Held me captive. Forced me to. Said he'd kill me if I talked.
But she won't shut up. If these animals were decent, they'd either kill her already or strap earplugs to my head.
14 days after her disappearance, a weary, barely walking Lee was escorted into the small interrogation room by Ella. She helped the blindfolded Lee to the metal folding chair and set her down. Ella unstrapped her blindfold and gently put Lee's glasses onto her face. Lee's eyes were red and bleary. The drugs still in her system. She was completely unaware of her surroundings. Tango stood silently in the shadows nearby.
Here, these really do frame your face nicely.
Ella tilted Lee's chin up and stepped back. She held up a camera pointed at Lee.
Say, grapefruit.
The flash was bright. As it faded, Lee blinked, but was still so drugged up and shell-shocked, she didn't much care.
Grapefruit.
15 days after her disappearance, and after his meeting with Ruidoso, X returned to his lair. As he approached the front door to the warehouse, he noticed a picture taped on the door.
No.
It was the photo Ella had recently taken of Lee. It had a bright red X slashed across it. X pulled the photo from the door.
No, no, no. Tango's had Lee all this time. He knows where I live.
He flipped the photo over. There was a message on the back.
Arcadia Arsenal Building 6. Come to us or she dies.
His message is clear.
X crept along a half-demolished building in the former Arsenal complex that was in the process of being torn down. He held an XM-806 machine gun. He found a vantage point on the roof and set up the gun next to a rotted brick chimney.
Doesn't matter what they've done to her. This ends tonight.
He peered through the scope and scanned the area around the arsenal. A lot of armed goons were spread out, waiting for him.
As expected, Tango's prepared a welcoming party.
X crouched down and aimed the machine gun.
Can probably take out 10 to 12 of them before going hand to hand.
A split second later, a bright silver dagger punched through the chimney and stabbed X in the side. X and the gun tumbled off the roof.
Bet you didn't see that coming, did you, X?
X landed at the feet of Deathwish, Ella, and Tango. Gamble stepped out of an open doorway. The silver dagger had been attached to a retractable arm device, which made it clear he was the one who stabbed X through the chimney. Gamble also wore a leg brace, no doubt a result of their recent battle in the elevator shaft.
Also willing to bet you thought I'd stepped away from the table for good. Not a chance, my friend.
X began to climb to his feet, clutching his side. He focused his one eye on Deathwish.
You're all dead. Except for you, tattooed freak. You, I'm gonna cripple again.
Tango stood a short distance away. He gestured toward X, then turned and walked away.
Enough with the pointless threats. First one to bring me his mask receives the bonus we discussed.
Deathwish stepped up quickly, kneed X in the face. X's head snapped back.
Been waiting for this, one eye.
Deathwish grabbed X by the neck and lifted him to his feet. Behind him, Ella stepped forward to take a shot. Deathwish waved her off with his free hand.
Uh-uh. I go first. Me and X got unfinished business.
Deathwish repeatedly stabbed X in the chest.
Deathwish is a lunatic who wants me to kill him. Thinks I'm his ticket out of eternal damnation.
X headbutted Deathwish, knocking the large man back a step, then mashed his thumb into the lens of Deathwish's red-tinted glasses.
We don't have any business.
Deathwish staggered away. X clutched at the multiple wounds on his chest and took a few steps backwards. Gamble followed, grinning like a loon.
What do you think the odds are that your girlfriend's still alive? 50-50? 60-40?
Ella snapped a kick to X's head. The blow dropped the vigilante to the ground.
I want your mask.
X recovered slightly just as she pinned his arm back and grabbed his mask.
Give it to me.
X twisted and kicked out, knocking her away.
You haven't earned it yet.
Scumbags are working as a team. I can't focus on one.
Deathwish ran a blade across the side of X's body armor, cutting through some of the support straps. X dodged a stabbing, but the straps getting cut made his chest armor drop off.
Without exposing myself to another.
Gamble didn't get involved in the fight, but continued to taunt X from the sidelines.
90-10, maybe? Tell me, X, do you think your chances are even that high?
Deathwish stabbed X's leg. The blade went deep. X fell.
Gotcha!
Ella grabbed his mask again, this time hooking a finger through his eye hole. Deathwish stomped a boot into X's back while Ella maintained her grip.
The mask only comes off when the mission is done. The mission is not
done.
X's mask was ripped off. X, now with a bare head, crawled forward. Ella held up the mask triumphantly. Deathwish stood, knife in hand. Gamble smiled.
It's mine.
Yeah, with my assist.
Children, pay attention, or you're going to miss the best part.
X was on his knees, maskless and furious. The eye that was hidden by the mask looked to be permanently sealed shut with a scar. His remaining eye bulged and contained enough rage to melt steel.
My mission is not done!
Now look, X.
Gamble finally stepped into the fight. A straight razor, hidden in his arm brace, popped out of his jacket. He expertly raked the blade across X's lone eye.
Oops! Never mind.
Blood spurted out of X's sliced eye in a crimson arc. His entire body contorted in agony. He wasn't just hurt. He'd been blinded. X's three tormentors moved in to finish him off. They pummeled him into unconsciousness. The trio stopped their assault then. Deathwish grabbed X's arm and began to drag him inside the old munitions building. Gamble walked nonchalantly next to X.
You know, you're not exactly how I pictured you. You've got bad skin and a surprisingly weak chin.
In the middle of the old building was a steel-lined pit, two stories deep. The trio stopped next to it. Deathwish pulled X to the edge of the pit.
Hell, you were smart to wear that stupid mask all the time.
Deathwish gave X's unconscious body a shove into the pit. X slammed into the ground. Gamble, Ella, and Deathwish stood at the edge and gazed down at him.
Oh, and for the record, I think Tango has much deeper pockets. Night-night now.
16 days after Lee's disappearance, a blind and unmasked X woke up at the bottom of the steel pit. He didn't open his eyes. The cut one had crusted over with dried blood. The other one sealed for good long before the events of the last 2 days. Deathwish jumped down into the pit and landed next to him.
Morning, X. Bet you're itching for some payback, ain't you?
Deathwish lifted X up halfway and then slammed his fist into his back. X stumbled forward and fell into the wall. Deathwish loomed over him.
Kill me! Kill me, you son of a bitch!
Elsewhere, in Arcadia, far from the steel pit, a cleaned-up Lee Ferguson checked into the Sun Motel. She seemed mostly all right, but had a faraway look in her eye.
A double bed is fine. Don't plan on doing much sleeping.
17 days after Lee's disappearance, and the second day X woke up at the bottom of the pit, X slowly tried to stand. Deathwish already stood near, waiting for him.
Let's try this again. The only way you're getting out of this hole is by killing me.
X rolled over and looked up at Deathwish.
Then I guess I'd better make myself comfortable.
You know what they're doing to your girl up there?
Don't care.
Deathwish stomped the center of X's chest. Lee busied herself at the motel desk, smoking, drinking coffee. She typed furiously on a manual typewriter. She typed confession at the top of the page. Below it was, X is no hero. Next to her coffee was a full syringe. After a few minutes of typing, she paused, took her glasses off, sat back, and grabbed the syringe. She wasn't sure what was in it, but was convinced that she needed it. It was the same drug that Ella and Tango had been giving her. She injected herself, letting the drug take effect.
Bastard.
She began typing again. It was slower, and in her stupor, she'd forgotten to put on her glasses. She squinted down at the keys that swam a little before her eyes and continued typing. Tango's words flowing through to her fingers on the keys. She finished typing her confession, pulled the page out of the typewriter, held it up, and squinted at it.
There. Finally. The truth. All I ever wanted.
Eighteen days after Lee's disappearance, and the third day, X woke up at the bottom of the pit. Deathwish yanked him to a standing position.
This is my eternity. This is my torment.
Deathwish punched him in the gut. X fell back.
My punishment for not completing my mission.
19 days after Lee's disappearance, and the fourth day, X woke at the bottom of the pit. Lee walked into the local FBI office, the typed confession in her hand. She spoke to the guard at the desk.
For a year now, I'd aided and abetted a serial killer. I'd like to surrender. I've typed my confession.
20 days after Lee's disappearance, FBI agents, guns out, vests on, broke in Ruidoso's front door, shocking him and Lisbeth.
X is no hero. He's a psychotic killer.
Later, outside FBI headquarters, Ruidoso and his colleagues, Rizza, Kendrick, and Tendler, were led towards the front doors in handcuffs. Reporters and TV cameras lined the path.
He murders anyone just as long as you pay him quick.
Lee sat at a microphone in a room full of FBI agents. She looked only slightly shell-shocked as she confessed to them.
And pay him in cash.
21 days after her disappearance, and the seventh day X woke at the bottom of the pit, he didn't move, didn't struggle to his feet. He lay perfectly still. Deathwish's boots already next to his head.
No fair. On the seventh day of my torment, I realized something.
Tango, at the top of the pit, looked down at X and Deathwish. Deathwish looked up angrily, his arms outstretched.
No fair, Tango! He's got to kill me. You promised me he'd kill me!
X's right eye popped open. His body had healed at long last.
Time for a new mission.
Dark Horse Comics, X, Volume 3. Written by Dwayne Swierczynski and Eric Nguyen. Dark Horse Comics, X, Volume 3 is a graphic audio production. X, copyright 2021 Dark Horse Comics, LLC. Copyright 2014, Dwayne Swierczynski and Eric Nguyen. All rights reserved. Recorded with the permission of Dark Horse Comics, LLC. Copyright 2022 Graphic Audio, LLC. All rights reserved. Narrated by Eric Messner. With performances by Rainer Gabriel as X, Natalie Van Sistine as Lee Ferguson, Andrew James Spooner as The Accountant, Stephen Carpenter as Lieutenant Setter, Gabriel Michael as Carmine Tango, Ryan Carlo DeLusung as Officer Danny Ruidoso, Stephanie Nemeth Parker as Ella, James Lewis as Deathwish, Peter Holdway as the Archon, James Konacek as the Night Watcher, and Earl Fisher as Agent Hout. Also with Anthony Palmini, Bradley Foster Smith, Darius Johnson, David Engel, David Quiqui, Evan Casey, James J. Johnson, Gene Rosalino, John Vertulo, Keith Richards, Ken Jackson, Kevil Shaw, Matthew Bassett, Matthew Pauly, Michael John Casey, Nanette Savard, Nicolette Kong, Nicole Perez, Nora Ashrati, Patrick Boyman, Richard Rowan, Rob McFadden, Sam Intrader, Scott McCormick, Sean K. Jane, Sherry Wishard, Shrevin Amin, Torian Brackett, Tree Taylor, and Yasmin Twazon. Adapted for graphic audio and directed by Eric Messner. Graphic audio dialogue editing and sound design by Robert McDonald. produced by Rick Rowan, Dwayne Beeman, and Matt Webb. Executive producer, Angie Cornett. If you enjoyed Dark Horse Comics X, you might also enjoy Dark Horse Comics The Mask and Dark Horse Comics Ghost. These titles and many more are available in graphic audio. Keep listening for a preview of another exciting title in graphic audio.
And record. Check the levels. Sibilance, sibilance, sibilance. Big Head, take one. Delightful. Oh, what's this? Dark Horse Comics, The Mask. I pledge allegiance to The Mask by Christopher Cantwell. Oh, a book about me, for me. Let's see the blurb on the back. Years ago, a weird mask. Ha! Get it? Of unknown origin. Ooh, spooky. And limitless power. Was buried in the cement of an apartment building's basement floor. Edge City and its residents have all but forgotten the mysterious green-faced killer known as Big Head. Why, that's me. But now, decades later, the bizarre Tex Avery-style killings are happening all over again. I'm Tex Avery and I'm just getting started. Bessie, they're shooting at us. Get down. But wait, there's more. And are on a collision course with a bizarre political campaign where a homicidal maniac wants to make America green again. This sounds amazing. Oh, I hope it has romance. And sword fights. Oh, and a dog. No, no, down, down, heel, heel. That takes care of that. Now, let's see what the critics are saying. A promising political satire to peerless postmodern pastiche. Ooh, alliteration. That always sells the books. Comic books reviewed on the internet. Now that's a dubious site name. Says, I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me. Aww. Perfect. Done. Oh. I'm not sure if any of that actually recorded. Well, I'm not doing it all over again. So here's the quick version. Dark Horse Comics and Graphic Audio present The Mask. I pledge allegiance to The Mask. You can listen to it on Graphic Audio, or if you're a boomer, you can buy the book and read it old school. Bye!
Thanks for listening to this Graphic Audio production. Graphic Audio has over 1,500 titles to choose from. Listen to over 150 binge-worthy series, from sci-fi to fantasy, to graphic novels, to mystery thrillers, to action-adventure, to westerns, and more. Check out our exclusive titles, available only in our dramatized adaptation format. If you'd like to listen to an entire series, you can conveniently purchase a download series set at graphicaudio.net. You can also earn loyalty reward points, redeemable towards future online purchases. Stream audiobooks immediately or download them to listen offline on your mobile phone or tablet using our Graphic Audio Access app, which is available on all Android and Apple devices. We like being radically different when it comes to our audiobook productions. Listen to A Movie in Your Mind, on the go, anytime, anywhere. Sign up for our email newsletter for the latest updates and new releases. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Visit our web store today at graphicaudio.net.